Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 326. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about thiamine in patients with septic shock, answer the drug information question, why is the dose of adenosine reduced when given through a central line, and share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode326. The article for this episode is titled Effect of Thiamine Administration on Lactate Clearance and Mortality in Patients with Septic Shock. The lead author is Jordan Woolham, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, July 2018. In a small randomized controlled trial from 2016, thiamine appeared to improve lactate clearance and reduce mortality in patients with septic shock and laboratory-confirmed thiamine deficiency. The authors of this current study sought to test the hypothesis that critically ill patients with septic shock exposed to thiamine would demonstrate improved lactate clearance and more favorable clinical outcomes compared with those not receiving thiamine. The study was a retrospective, single-center, matched cohort study in a tertiary care academic medical center. Patients in the medical or surgical ICU with a diagnosis of septic shock were included in the study. The primary objective was to determine if thiamine administration was associated with a reduced time to lactate clearance in septic shock. Secondary outcomes included 28-day mortality, acute kidney injury, need for renal replacement therapy, vasopressor, and mechanical ventilation-free days. 123 thiamine-treated patients were matched with 246 patients who did not receive thiamine. Treatment with thiamine was associated with an improved likelihood of lactate clearance with a hazard ratio of 1.3. In addition, thiamine administration was associated with a reduction in 28-day mortality with a hazard ratio of 0.67. Both of these ratios were statistically significant. There were no differences in any of the other pre-specified outcomes. The authors concluded thiamine administration within 24 hours of admission in patients presenting with septic shock was associated with improved lactate clearance and a reduction in 28-day mortality compared with matched controls. While the dose of thiamine was variable, about two-thirds of the patients received a thiamine dose of 500 milligrams IV three times per day. As IV thiamine is safe and relatively inexpensive, this is an exciting development deserving of further prospective study. One interesting aspect of the study is to think about it in context with the MERIC protocol of vitamin C, hydrocortisone, and thiamine. This study, which I reviewed in episode 177, used 200 milligrams twice daily of IV thiamine. It, too, was a retrospective study. And the interesting part is that thiamine was included almost as an afterthought to prevent theoretical toxicity from the vitamin C used in the protocol. Whether patients had laboratory-confirmed thiamine deficiency in the MERIC study was not reported. It's possible that the inclusion of thiamine in this protocol is responsible for a significant part of any mortality benefit that may arise from the combination. Hopefully, future studies of vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone will include baseline thiamine levels. The drug information question for this episode is, why is the adenosine dose reduced by 50% when it's given in a central line? This practice originates from a 1993 dose-finding safety and efficacy study for adenosine, which compared doses of 3, 6, 9, and 12 milligrams in peripheral and central lines. In the peripheral group, tachycardia was terminated in 70% of patients who got 6 milligrams or less of adenosine. In the central line group, tachycardia was terminated in 70% of patients who got 3 milligrams of adenosine. In this study, there was no difference between the two routes of drug administration in the incidence of side effects or transient arrhythmias at the time of the tachycardia termination. However, there have been subsequent case reports of bradycardia and severe side effects in patients who received larger doses of adenosine via a central line. And my tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies is to provide medications to the nurse in the most ready-to-administer form possible. For IV infusions, this means priming IV tubing and labeling the lines. For IV push medications, this means giving the nurse a prime saline flush and an alcohol swab, along with a labeled syringe of the medications. When you provide medications in a ready-to-use form, instead of just providing an unopened vial, you shorten the lag time from when the medication is needed to when it's actually administered. In the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, I provide more in-depth training and support for pharmacists that wish to learn how to respond to Code Blue and rapid response calls with my Learn Code Blue Response Blueprint. The Learn Code Blue Response Blueprint is a series of video trainings that teach code response basics, airway pharmacology, septic shock management, patient assessment, and EKG recognition for pharmacists. To sign up, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.